Halach Ma'anya, Invitations for Passover. This is Rabbi Kenneth Chelst. In this presentation, I explore the invitation to share the Seder of Israelites and Americans during the Civil War. In Festival of Freedom, the Rav analyzes Halach Ma'anya and explains that this opening captures the essence of the transition from slavery to a free community of Chesed. The Rav chose to translate the opening term, Lach Ma'anya, as poor person's bread, or bread of poverty. Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv, Ma'ani Shadarko Befusa, Afkan Befusa. Thus, as a poor person commonly eats only a small piece of his food ration, saving the rest for a later time, so, too, we limit ourselves to a piece. The Rav expands on the second aspect of the symbolism of the broken piece of matzah. One slave had a matzah and another had none. The former split the matzah in two and passed half to his unfortunate brother. The Rav continues, with the Paschal lamb, we became a nation of people who unite, give things away, care for each other, share what they possess. The Haggadah continues, Kol Ditzrich Yaseh V'Yifsach, whoever needs, come and join Passover. The second offer to join our Passover Seder is directed to the spiritually needy. A person can be fully sated physically, but emotionally needy, and searching for the community that offered an opportunity to attend the Seder. The tradition of sharing can stretch far beyond neighborhood needy. During the Civil War, many southern Jewish communities were decimated and disheartened. Only weeks after Sherman's army completed its march to the sea, the Jews of Savannah, Georgia, appealed for help because they no longer had the means to bake matzah. Northerners responded with contributions, paying $2 per pound for 3,000 pounds of unleavened bread to be shipped from New York, and an additional 2,000 pounds from Philadelphia. The altruism demonstrates how Passover can unite Jews regardless of divergent political beliefs. Jewish soldiers of the 23rd Ohio Regiment in winter camp in 1862 received permission from their commanding officer to be excused from active duty for a few days. The butler for the army who had responsibility for provisioning was Jewish and was heading home to Cincinnati for Passover. At the regiment's request, 7 barrels of matzah arrived by train the day before Passover, along with Haggadot. The group foraged for other Passover foods and even built a log cabin for eating the Seder meal. J.A. Joel wrote home, "The necessities for Haroset we could not obtain, so we got a brick, which, rather hard to digest, reminded us by looking at it for what purpose it was intended." The group members could not recall the appropriate animal part used to symbolize the Paschal lamb on the Seder plate. Yankee ingenuity prevailed. They placed the entire roasted lamb on the table, ensuring they had the right part. Joel later recalled the experience. "There in the wild woods of West Virginia, away from home and friends, we consecrated and offered up to the ever-loving God of Israel prayers and sacrifice. There is no occasion in my life that gives me more pleasure and satisfaction than when I remember the celebration of Passover 1862. There was no lonelier Jew than a northern soldier walking the streets of a rebellious southern city with Passover approaching. Yet the commonality of the Passover experience enabled one lonely soldier to join a Jewish community." Quote, "Meyer Levy of Philadelphia around Passover time was strolling through the streets of a Virginia town captured by the Federals, and noticed a little boy sitting on the steps of a house eating matzah. When he asked the boy for a piece, the child fled indoors, shouting at the top of his lungs, 'Mother, there's a damn Yankee Jew outside.' The boy's mother came out immediately and invited him to return for a Passover dinner that night." From Bertram W. Korn's American Jewry in the Civil War. Thank you, and goodbye.